Arkansas is entering its fourth deer season since the detection of chronic wasting disease. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is providing a new option for free CWD testing all season at CWD testing drop-off containers statewide. Chronic wasting disease testing drop-off container locations have been expanded to at least one per county across the state. To find a free and easy testing location near you, visit ArkansasCWD.com.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, Mountain Home with a 7-0 lead over Jacksonville at the break. We'll check stats for you coming up a little bit later in the halftime show. We're joined at halftime by Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. And Mitch, I'll tell you what, it's hard to believe these fall sports are quickly winding down, aren't they? In fact, one's already over with golf.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we met today to set up our bomber tip-off, kind of kick off that season for the basketball with our alumni game. And it's just unbelievable. They called and said, hey, we got our meeting today at 11:30. And I'm like, holy cow, we're a month away from the next one. But still got a lot to go here with some of these fall sports.
You betcha. And, of course, tennis wraps up this coming week.
Yes, our tennis team going to be traveling to Hot Springs. Lakeside's hosting the tennis, 5A state tennis, and that's going to be held Monday and Tuesday. Of course, our kids will play on Monday. Pin, win, or lose, they win, they'll continue on to Tuesday.
So good luck to them. I know there's one singles player and one doubles team for both the boys and the girls that are taking part in that. So good luck to them. Volleyball is getting close to wrapping up, isn't it?
Yes. Last night, you know, we hosted West Memphis senior night, and, you know, our girls ended their home career, our seniors, I should say, at home with a win. Happy for them on senior night. Any win's good, but when you end it on senior night, that's even better. And then, you know, we got a couple road games here, and then they're off to the state tournament.
You betcha.
And, you know, it's kind of up in the air when they're going to play, but depending on where they finish, right now we're looking at a 2 seed. We'll be hooked up with the West, but, you know, you get to the state tournament, every team you play is going to be pretty good. I like our chances. I like our team. We're a senior-heavy team that has a lot of experience, and I think they can make a good push, and who knows, take it all.
I know they would love another shot at Jonesboro.
They would. You know, I talked to Coach Daves and actually talked to the girls after our last time we played them at home. They believe they can win.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's over half the battle right there. If you believe. Yeah. And they do. So hopefully we get another chance at them, which would be the state finals.
You bet. That would be a good spot to play them again.
That's right.
Cross country still going strong?
Yes, we have our bomber invite on Tuesday starting at 3:30. And that's also our senior night for a cross country team. And the only thing different with them is they look who's calling right now, messing up our halftime speech.
Tell the superintendent you're on the air.
Yeah, I know. But that's going to be Tuesday, but we're also hosting the 5A conference tournament,
that's
5A
right.
East, yep. Which will be held on the 28th. We're going to start right at 3:30 with the varsity boys, 4 o'clock with the varsity girls, and then something new this year, we had a junior high conference meet. And so 4:30, our junior high boys, and then at 5 o'clock, our junior high girls. So all at home. So if you can, come out and support them. You know, both teams has had a great year, and, you know, we think they can make some noise in state as well.
Of course, next week is homecoming, and there's always lots of activities going on with that.
Yeah, it's It's a full week.
Uh-huh.
So if you're bored, there's no reason for you to be bored. You know, we have Wednesday has our homecoming parade. I believe that starts around 5:30. And then, you know, Friday, our homecoming game gets Marion. That starts at 7. But our homecoming court will be announced around 6:30. And then right after that, we usually do our Mountain Home Education Hall of Honor inductees this year, recognize them. And then the game goes. And then at halftime, we're going to recognize our past inductees to the Mountain Home Athletic Hall of Honor. And then we'll follow that up with the 2019 inductees.
And who's going in this year?
This year we have Tommy Studdard. I would like to say football, but back then they played every sport.
Right.
Alan Knight, you know, he was part of that 66 basketball team, but mm-hmm. also he played basketball, baseball, football. They played everything. Coach Chancey.
Yep.
Longtime girls coach here, helped with the high school and was our junior high coach for years. She's going in. Our 1994 girls basketball team, if you remember the 8 overtime game, which I think you did.
I did.
So you probably
yes.
remember it well. And then Southern Tag Label as a supporter, and they've just been a great supporter through the years.
They have, yep.
Yes.
Yep. Good crew going in. That'll be Saturday, right?
That'll be Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock. And, you know, if you look at anything, it says our ticket sales have stopped for that. But if you still want to come, give us a call at the athletic director's office, my office. You know, it's 870-425-1285, and we'd ask call by Monday because we're trying to get all the food ordered.
So we got that going on next week, and you mentioned basketball briefly earlier. Before we know it, we're going to be into that basketball schedule too.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, we have we host our first real game at home. I believe it's November 21st against Fayetteville.
Wow.
I don't know what our coaches were thinking. You know, Fayetteville, but
I asked Josh about that last week. Yeah.
Well, and this is all like they want to play the best.
Yeah.
And let's kick it off playing the best.
You bet.
You know, their boys and girls have year in, year out, you know, very competitive, usually ranked in the state somewhere up there. And so it'll be a good test, see where we're at right off the bat.
Staying warm out there tonight?
You know, it's actually not too bad.
Not bad, is it?
I don't know what it is at home, but it's not bad here.
Mitch, we appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, Brad.
Mitch Husky, Mount Home Athletic Director. We'll take a break. We'll let Matt check the scores around the state for us coming up with our halftime report. It's 7-0, Mountain Home leading Jacksonville at the break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
It takes hard work to be a Razorback. It takes grit, toughness, and desire. You can't just walk in here and think that you can play for the Hogs. It's not that easy.
Huh. I'm being told it is that easy. And you can't just walk in and play.
The new Razorback ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery makes playing for the Hogs easier and more fun than ever. With prizes up to 100 grand, it's time you get your ticket and get in the game. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hey, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you back in from the studio here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. At the break, it is Mountain Home leading Jacksonville 7-0. I'll tell you, good effort all the way for the Bombers, especially on the defensive side. Let's take a look at right now what else. First off, before we get to some of the other football scores, I do want to mention over on our sister station, KTLO AM 1240, they are through 3.5 innings up at St. Louis in the first game of the National League Championship Series. And right now, the Washington Nationals are leading the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 1-0. Still plenty of game to go, so hopefully the Cardinals will take advantage of some opportunities they may get to put some runs on the board. All right, take a look at first off the 6A East right now. Searcy playing at Marion this evening. And at halftime, it is the Lions leading 21-7. They're currently ranked 9th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A. Jonesboro, who is ranked 4th in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media, is leading Pine Bluff 14-7 in the second quarter. Also at halftime, it is Sylvan Hills leading West Memphis. It was 21-0 Bears up, but the Blue Devils have come back and cut it to a single touchdown. 21-14 is the score of the break. On the local level, Yellow Summit at home against Rector this evening as they have stepped outside of conference play. We have yet to see a score update on that one. At halftime, Salem is leading Midland at 44-0 down in Pleasant Plains. Melbourne at home tonight against Marshall. And we haven't gotten a score update on that one as of yet. Mountain View is in Searcy tonight taking on the Wildcats of Harding Academy, who are ranked 4th in Class 3A. And right now, second quarter, Harding Academy is up 21-6. Harrison, who is tied for 5th in the state overall, tied for 1st in Class 5A, is leading Valonia, but it's been a little bit of a struggle on the offensive end so far for the Goblins. They are up 10-0 at halftime. They didn't score, I don't think, until the second quarter, though. West Plains at Waynesville tonight. Zizzers currently ranked 5th in Class 4, and right now they're up 14-0 at the half. Hollister at halftime is leading Aurora 7-0. Forsyth playing at Stockton, and right now it is all Stockton as they lead the Panthers 32-8 in the second quarter. Branson is trailing Nixa 13-3 in the second quarter, and Ava is tied with Thayer at 6-all at the half. The Ava Bears are ranked 6th in Class 2. The Bobcats are the ranked 2nd in Class 1. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number one, Bryant is up on Little Rock Central 41-0 in the second quarter. Second-ranked Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, is leading, but not by much. At halftime, they're only up 15-13 on Siloam Springs. Third-ranked Bentonville is leading Heritage this evening by a score 42-0 in the second quarter. Fourth-ranked North Little Rock is up on Fort Smith Southside 21-7 in the second quarter. Little Rock Christian is tied for 5th with Harrison, also tied for 1st in Class 5A with the Goblins. They are playing at J.A. Fair this evening. And I have yet to see a score update on that game. Also tonight, 7th-ranked Conway is tied with Cabot at 7-all in the second quarter. Number 8, Pulaski Academy, who is also number 3 in Class 5A, is leading Maumelle 27-6 in the second quarter. And number 10, Lake Hamilton, who is also number 3 in Class 6A, is up on Russellville 14-7 in the second quarter. Only one game I haven't yet got to in the Class 6A Top 5, and that is number 5 Benton playing host to Little Rock Hall. Have yet to see a score update on that game to this evening. In the Class 5A Top 5 games that I haven't yet got to, number 4 Morrilton is trailing Alma 12-7 in the second quarter, and a number 5 Wynn is losing to Valley View at halftime 14-13. In the Class 4A Top 5, this is probably the biggest game in the state overall, as the number 1 Nashville is in Little Rock taking on fourth-ranked Joe T. Robinson. And right now it is the Senators up on the Scrappers 20-7 at halftime. Second-ranked Arkadelphia is leading Fountain Lake by a count of 41-0 in the second quarter. Number 3 Shiloh Christian is up on Prairie Grove 28-0 at halftime, and number 5 Dardanelle is losing to Ozark 13-6 at halftime. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that I haven't yet got to, number 1 Ryzen, I believe, is leading Palestine Wheatley 48-0 at halftime. Second-ranked Osceola is at home this evening against Manila, and it is all Seminoles 47-0 in the second quarter. Number 3 Camden Harmony Grove is at home tonight against Horatio. Have yet to see a score update on that game. And number 5 Prescott at Smackover this evening. And let's see, saw the score on that one earlier. And I do believe I have lost it for whatever reason. Okay, at halftime it is the Curly Wolves up on the Buckaroos by a score of 23-14. And in the Class 2A Top 5, number 1 Hazen is losing to Desark 22-0 at halftime. That is a big surprise there. Second-ranked Fordyce is at home tonight against Barton. Have yet to see the score on that one. Number 3 Junction City is out of state tonight, taking on D'Arbonne Woods. It is all Dragons, as they are leading 42-6 at halftime down in Louisiana. Number 4 Foreman is leading Lafayette County 38-0 at halftime, and number 5 Gurdon is at Murfreesboro this evening and have yet to see a score on that one. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Jacksonville 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The school sports season is upon us. At Knox Orthopedics, they wish all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bombers leading Jacksonville 7-0 at the half. Sonny, you got some stats for us?
Definitely. That last drive allowed Jacksonville to finish the first half with 106 yards of total offense. 77 came on that possession.
Wow.
Mountain Home, 73 yards of total offense, all on the ground. Bashir's 4 carries for 19 yards. Walker, 3 carries for 19 yards. Hershberger has 18 yards on 11 attempts. And Pope's carried 3 times for 17 yards. Cobbs is 7 of 15 passing for 65 yards, with most of that coming on that last drive of the first half.
All right, we'll get the second half started coming up. It's 7-0 Mountain Home leading Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know? know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Star Branscombe. The money we raise helps people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.